This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a summary of an article on intracranial hemorrhage published on July 12th, 2013. Intracranial hemorrhage after spine surgery, a clinical article by Paul Edward Kaloustian and co-authors. In this study, the authors describe the largest case series of 8 patients with intracranial hemorrhage after spinal surgery. They identify associated preoperative, intraoperative, and postoperative risk factors in relation to outcome. The authors retrospectively analyzed data obtained from 8 patients treated over 16 years at a single institution. They reviewed data from 33 cases reported in the literature. The presence of cerebrospinal fluid leak intraoperatively, as well as the use of drains postoperatively, with moderate hourly xerosanguinous output in the early postoperative period, in these patients were risk factors that were most correlated with intracranial hemorrhage postoperatively. These associations do not justify a complete avoidance of drains in patients with cerebrospinal fluid leak, but may guide the treating physician to keep in mind drain output and timing of drain removal, while noting any changes in a patient's neurological examination in the meantime. Additionally, continued and worsening neurological symptoms after spinal surgery may warrant cranial imaging to rule out intracranial hemorrhage, usually within the first 24 hours after surgery. In cases of severe neurological decline with large intracranial hemorrhage causing mass effect, emergency surgery may be warranted. Finally, cerebellar hemorrhage and presence of hydrocephalus showed a trend toward worse outcome. Thank you for listening. The Journal of Neurosurgery mobile app is now available. You can find it in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously.